Book 3, Canto 4, The Vision and the Boon, page 344 until page 346. Heavy, unchanged, weighs still the imperfect world. The splendid youth of time has passed and failed. Heavy and long are the years our labor counts, and still the seals are firm upon man's soul, and weary is the ancient mother's heart. Her truth defended in thy secret sun, voice of her mighty musings in shut heavens, on things withdrawn within her luminous depths, her wisdom's splendor, mother of the universe, creatrix, the eternal artist bride, linger not long with thy transmuting hand, pressed vainly on one golden bar of time, as if time dare not open its heart to God. O radiant fountain of the world's delight, world free and unattainable above, O bliss whoever dwellst deep hid within, while men seek thee outside and never find. Mystery and muse with heretic tongue, incarnate the white passion of thy force, mission to earth some living form of thee. One moment fill with thy eternity, let thy infinity in one body live, all knowledge wrap one mind in seas of light, all love throb single in one human heart. Immortal, treading the earth with mortal feet, all heaven's beauty crowd in earthly limbs. Omnipotence, girdle with the power of God, movements and moments of a mortal will. Pack with the eternal might one human hour, and with one gesture change all future time. Let a great word be spoken from the heights, and one great act unlock the doors of fate. His prayer sank down in the resisting night, oppressed by the thousand forces that deny, as if too weak to climb to the supreme. But there arose a white, consenting voice. The spirit of beauty was revealed in sound. Light floated round the marvelous vision's brow, and on her lips the immortal's joy took shape. O strong forerunner, I have heard thy cry. One shall descend and break the iron law, change nature's doom by the lone spirit's power. A limitless mind that can contain the world, a sweet and violent heart of ardent calms, moved by the passions of the gods shall come. All mights and greatnesses shall join in her. Beauty shall walk celestial on the earth. Delight shall sleep in the cloud net of her hair. And in her body, as on his homing tree, immortal love shall beat his glorious wings. A music of griefless things shall weave her charm. The harps of the perfect shall attune her voice. The streams of heaven shall murmur in her laugh. Her lips shall be the honeycombs of God, her limbs his golden jars of ecstasy, her breasts the rapture flowers of paradise. She shall bear wisdom in her voiceless bosom. Strength shall be with her like a conqueror's sword, and from her eyes the eternal's bliss shall gaze. A seed shall be sown in death's tremendous hour, a branch of heaven transplant to human soil. Nature shall overleap her mortal step. Fate shall be changed by an unchanging will.